Macmillan Audio presents the Tor.com Collection, Season 1.
Sorcerer of the Wild Deeps by Kai Ashante Wilson. Read for you by Kevin R. Free. Dear Uncle, I am minded to respond as follows. Now you tell me that in striving to retain our provinces beyond the mountains, Imperial Deleuze squanders resources and troops we had, given the recent eastern incursions much better husband. Let the whole ultramontane go. Let us, moreover, manumit every Harudus slave, allowing them all, as each one so desires, to return to his snowbound home. Having read this, and greatly astonished, you will doubtless exclaim, who then shall plow our fields and build our cities, care for our true-born sons and bear the bastards of our lust? For these questions too, Uncle, I have the answer. Let us take whom we need from the summer continent. The blacks of the northern coast are peaceable and undefended peoples, the men sturdy, the women fine. Let us expand all our colonies there, and begin to cut down and export the cedar forests of Philippium. Take for ourselves the pearl beds at Mercarish, the copper mines of Santa Kyla. Fear not to awaken the wrath of the mighty kingdom of Alorum, nor that of the gods of Ashe who protect it. For great Alorum lies at the southern extreme of summer, and if its coffers lack for bottoms, and soldiers number beyond count, still the kingdom sleeps, and will never rouse itself over any act of ours, so many thousands of miles to the north. From Albion the Younger to the Elder, The White Letters, Volume 3, Chapter 18. First of Seven. The merchants and burdened camels went on ahead into the station at Mother of Waters. The guardsmen waited outside. Tufts of rough grass broke from the parched earth, nothing else green nearby. Damana squinted at the oasis. Palm trees and lush growth surrounded the lake, dazzle reflecting from the steely surface. Just look at her, Mother of Waters. Was anything in the world more beautiful?
Sorcerer, said the captain, tapping Damana's arm.
He got out of the way. Tall and thin, Captain escorted the caravan master to the front of the gathered brothers. Earthy and round, the little man hopped up on a rock.
Your choices, gentlemen.
Master Suresh Lemerkerim broke it down for them.
Leave us, and join some other group of salt men going straight back north. Do so, and you go home beggars. 3 silver half-weights are what you'll get from me, and not a whoring penny more. But permit me to ask, who here has balls? That man I invite to press on with us. Hard men will be required on the road down past Mother of Waters when we come to the Wild Deeps, and later reach the wide prairies north of the great lady herself, Alorum City. Such men of courage as are among you, they shall know a rich reward once we arrive in Alorum. Loot and more loot, I say. A whole goddamned fistful of silver full-weight coins. In Alorum, I shall open up a heavy bag. You will stick a greedy hand down into it and grab out just as much silver as one fat, filthy fist can hold.
Nor had the caravan master quite...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?